Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time for another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. I am the podcast producer here at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And oh yes, the offseason, it's basically over because the preseason is here. Well, the games aren't here. That's coming up in just about a little bit of another week. But the nice thing that we can talk about, we're not worried about guys playing in shorts. And you know, there's always so much to talk about when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but the inquiries surrounding the black and gold, they're definitely ever involving. They are again this week, especially with the start of training camp 2021. Like we said, one-star edge rusher spurning the team's advances. Wow, another one accepted the invitation. That's great. And Vince Williams, it was a sudden retirement from the Pittsburgh Steelers after staying with the team since being drafted in the sixth round of Florida State in 2013. So big news there. It seems like the musical selection that best fits this week's Fact or Fiction could be Live's Lightning Crashes. Remember that song? It is poignant. From 1994. Here's a sample. Lightning crashes. A new mother cries. Her placenta falls to the floor. The angel opens her eyes. The confusion sets in before the doctor can even close the door. Lightning crashes. An old mother dies. Her intentions fall to the floor. The angel closes her eyes. The confusion that was hers belongs now to the baby down the hall. Oh, now feel it coming back again. Like a rolling thunder chasing the wind, forces pulling from the center of the earth again, I can feel it. You can ponder the significance of that song or whether these lyrics are really related here, or maybe I just want an excuse to listen to some 90s alt rock. But anyhow, there's surely a lot to wonder about. As always, BTSC, we're going to try to topple that. We're going to try to answer some of the poignant wonderings way ahead of time. So let's take a look and a listen to some bold statements on this and so much more as we label them as fact or fiction. Will we be on point? Well, only, of course, time will tell. Fact or fiction number one, Vince Williams' retirement is bad timing for the Steelers. Fiction. Don't get me wrong here. I don't want Vince Williams to go. I love number 98. I was glad when he was returned after being cut last offseason. Well, just maybe last March, I guess. Typically, a starter retiring right before the start of training camp would be most inopportune for any team. However, Vinny's sudden departure is lessened due to the presence of Robert Spillane. Yeah, you know him as Mick. I call him the Legacy. Johnny Lattner's grandson, number 41, started a majority of the 2020 season for Devin Bush, and he was expected to battle Williams for the right outside linebacker spot. Well, actually, he was on the inside linebacker spot. Whoever put that in my notes here, well, it was me, so I guess I have to fire myself. Well, not having the great Vinny Vici in Pittsburgh anymore is depressing. Solace can be taken with number 41 and jumping in. Come on, man. The water is quite warm. Fact or fiction number two. TJ Watt's contract status is something to be concerned about. Fiction. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin on signing pass rusher TJ Watt to a new contract. I'm sure that the process will run its course and we'll have something to announce. You know it. That's Coach T's typical stock answer. And it's one that Tomlin did utter when talking about Le'Veon Bell years ago. But Bell was money hungry. He had a much different level of dedication. Watt seems dedicated to being a lifelong Steeler, and the team allegedly sees him as a foundation player. So yeah, Tomlin's right. The process will run its course. We just have to wait patiently. But if I had some money to throw down at Vegas, I'm saying TJ Watt is like the NWO from the WCW days for life. Fact or fiction part three. Benny Snell Jr. is as good as gone to the Los Angeles Rams. West Coast, Betty Snell football, possibly. Let's say fiction. When Cam Akers went down with a devastating injury last week, there was a lot of thought that the Steelers could ship Benny Snell Jr. to Los Angeles due to their depth at the running back position. BSJ could be the odd man out in Pittsburgh now that Najee Harris is here. Anthony McFarland Jr. is expected also to be featured more in Matt Canada's offense, even though the depth chart has Benny Snell football at number two. Things can happen. He might be, like I said, the odd man out. Cam Akers' absence looms very large in Los Angeles, but Daryl Henderson, do you know this guy? He had more yards per carry and rushing touchdowns with less carries than Akers in 2020. That's pretty good. With the presence of Henderson, the Rams may not need to spend draft capital on an extra back right away. It could happen, but I expect Snell to finish camp in Pittsburgh. Factor fiction, numero quattro. Yes, I'm going bilingual for factor fiction. If I knew Spanish for fact and or fiction, guess what? I'd be doing that too. Here we go. The Steelers' 2021 depth chart is not indicative of who the week one starters will be. Fact, I just talked about the depth chart. Number two at running back is going to be Benny Snell Jr., but they expect guys like Anthony McFarland, Ant Mac, to move up in there. The first depth charts of the year are typically known commodities and veteran-laden guys. Look at the center position as a prime example. J.C. Hassenhauer is listed as the initial starter, but come on. We know rookie Kendrick Green was brought in to seize that spot. We know that he's the man in waiting. If the Illinois third rounder is impressive in camp, he will seize the top spot. Teams usually make the younger players earn it and not just hand them the job. Now, I know a contradiction to my point might be Najee Harris. Look, that's true. He was drafted to be inserted right away, though, and he got to get some top priority and seasoning in there. So he's expected. So that's a little bit of a different story, being your number one draft pick. Everybody on that team, the 90-man roster, they get a chance to seize the day. They get an opportunity to win jobs. It's as simple as working hard, and that's not easy, and making sure that you play better than the guy in front of you. That's how you move up. So with that being said, guys are going to have a spot no matter where they are in the depth chart right now. They play with their hearts. They impress coaches. They've got the number one job possibly. Guys have surprised in the past. They will again, my friend. Factor fiction, number five. Yes, here we go. Trey Turner and Melvin Ingram are merely one-year rentals for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This, I have got to say, fact. And I've also got to say, wow, the Steelers really love former Chargers players. How many former Chargers do they have on this team right now? Keelan Ballage, check. Derek Watt, check. Now, at $4 million and $3 million respectively, it's Melvin Ingram and Trey Turner. These guys only have one-year deals. These are window and audition contracts. If the Steelers end up liking said bolt buddies, they could be offered a new deal. Should the new Steelers enjoy their time in the Berg, they may opt to stay as well in 2022. Both sides are auditioning. Hopefully, they get rave reviews and standing ovations. That's it. It's Factor Fiction. Check out the Factor Fiction podcast every single week. Check us out also in written form on the editorial side on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. It's training camp, my friends. Everything you need is at BTSC. For Factor Fiction, my name is Brian Anthony Davis, and that is a fact, Jack.